Good morning, it is BBC Radio Derby's Breakfast Show. Welcome to the programme. Talking about pantos and Potter being in panto land. Linda sent me a note a little while ago, who contributes regularly to the Breakfast Show. And she said, listen, I've got this panto script here, you know, it's one that they'd written, and I think they performed as well and put on. Would you fancy it, you know? And so, with a little bit of adaptation, and with a little bit of Dancing Glen magic, this is the result. Enjoy.
Welcome, ladies, gentlemen and children, to Cinderella, the BBC Radio Derby Breakfast Show panto for 2009. Written by Linda and starring Shane O'Connor as narrator and the fairy godfather. Weathers Nicola Beswick as Cinderella. Engineer Andy Stafford as the father. Sally Swinfen as the stepmother. Chris Doige as the handsome prince. Who casts this? An Aftab and Dancing Glen as the ugly stepsisters. Perfect casting, in my opinion.
A young girl called Cinderella lived with her father, stepmother and stepsisters in a small town. She slept in the corner of the kitchen where the mice lived.
Cinderella, I want fast food to take out with me. Make it snappy. Chris will do. Cinderella, fetch my cloak. Now!
Cinderella, clean the cinders from the fire. Tidy the house. We're going out.
Cinderella was cheesed off with all the bossy women around, so she made herself a sandwich. She fed the mice with crumbs and then cuddled the cat.
Meow.
The family returned.
We've had an invite to a disco at the palace. The prince wants a wife. I'd willingly just give him my two girls. Get sewing, Cinders. We want to be the belles of the ball.
Cinders made the disco divas' dresses, but it didn't make the ugly sisters happy. Nothing made them happy. Nothing ever made them happy.
I look the best!
Oh, no, you don't!
Oh, yes, I do!
Oh, no, you don't!
For goodness sake, stop arguing. I'm off to the pub.
Cinders sat by the fire and cried. The little mice ran out and sat in her lap. With a flash, a crash, a bash, a wallop, a fairy godfather rolled along the kitchen floor, dusted himself off, and said,
Hey, how you doing? Good to see you.
Why are you talking like that?
Because I am the fairy godfather. Don't be scared, Cinderella. You are going to the palace tonight. I need a cat, four mice, two rats, and a pumpkin.
Cinderella called her little friends over and grabbed a pumpkin from the cupboard. The fairy waved her, waved his magic wand, and with a flash, crash, bash, wallop, four white horsemen, two footmen, a driver, and one gold coach appeared.
But what shall I wear?
With one wave of my magic wand, a princess you will be. Make sure that you leave the ball before the clock strikes 12, though, because it is all gonna go very nasty indeed.
Cinderella, wearing a white silk disco dress, glass shoes and perfumed flowers in her hair, stepped into the golden coach and travelled to the palace. She walked down the staircase and everyone turned to look at her.
What a cracker of a girl. I shall dance with her all night.
Cinderella had a great night out and nearly forgot about the clock striking 12. She ran from the palace, losing a glass shoe on the staircase. The coach turned into an overripe pumpkin and the horses, the coachman, the driver changed back into very tired little creatures. Next morning in the kitchen.
What a chunky hunk, the princess. Oh, look, here he is at the door. Quick, sis, let's powder our noses.
Come in, handsome. I see you have a glass shoe with you.
The stepmother grabs the shoe and tosses it to her daughters.
I've got the shoe and it fits me. With a squeeze, just give me cramp. My corns are killing me. Oh, it'll fit me better than you. Give it to me right now. Let me try it on. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. My foot just about goes into a size 5. With a push and a shove, fits like a glove.
You two really try it on sometimes, don't you? Let Cinderella try the glass shoe on.
Prince Charming goes over to Cinderella and slips the shoe onto her delicate foot.
She didn't go to the ball. How can it possibly fit her?
Hey, the fairy magic worked a treat. The shoes are back on Cinder's feet. Hey, that rhymes.
Everyone steps back in amazement. The fairy godfather clothes Cinderella in the finest dress that you can imagine, and the prince is love-struck.
Marry me.
Yes!
The prince helps Cinderella up onto his horse, and they gallop away into the distance. Meanwhile, back at the house.
It's not fair! The prince should have chosen me! I'm the prettiest!
No, you're not the prettiest! He should have chosen me!
Their father walks back down to the pub to just get some peace, really. The stepsisters never do marry because they argue far too much with each other. They do my head in. They set up a boutique with the help of the fairy godmother. Godfather. Cinderella and the prince get married, and they live happily ever after in a castle. Ham, anyone? Oh, I love it. Listen, well done to everybody who was took part in that, to Linda for writing the script for us as well, and for Dancing Glenn for working his fairy magic on all of that to produce BBC Radio Derby's Breakfast Show Panto. Absolute work of genius. Apart from Aftab, who he really got in touch with his feminine side, didn't he?